Welcome to the Thunderdome.
God damn.
Too much? Just a little?
Nah. It's a fucking Wednesday, man. We're good.
It's a Wednesday night. Misguided shenanigans. Welcome to the show. I am Finny. As always, my brother from another mother, Nick, partner in crime, with me as always. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. And what a show I feel like we have in store for our faithful this evening.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
You're either going to love us, you're going to hate us, or you're just going to be downright pissed off. But either way, that's how we're rolling.
Hey, listen, either way, it's going to be a good fucking time. So calm your tits, as they say. Oh, it's going to be one of those kind of nights.
All right.
Man, do we have some shit tonight, dude?
We do. We do. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, what do you think you want to kick it off with? I've kind of got Joe Rogan on the top of my noggin at the moment.
I want to go there. I do.
Okay.
But first, I want to talk about how this year's Super Bowl does not include a Mahomes, a Rodgers.
Or a Brady.
A Brady, a Manning.
Cheers.
I mean, we have got the LA Rams with Matthew Stafford versus the Cincinnati Bengals with Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like the Super Bowl. I'm feeling really good about the game.
Well, and if you listened to last week's episode, I called it. I'm just going to say that out loud. I called it. And I also called Brady's retirement. So
you did. Yeah, you did.
I feel good about it. I feel good about it.
Yeah. I'm still calling shenanigans on that. I think he's going to be back in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, he's going to be in the broadcast booth for sure. Somewhere. ESPN, CBS. Fox, Amazon.
I mean, he could be with the 49ers next year.
As what?
Quarterback.
No, he's not going to. Get the fuck out of here.
I hear they're done with Garoppolo, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Put him with Shanahan, all the weapons, man.
He's not going to San Fran, dude.
I'm just stirring shit up.
He's not doing it. But I don't want to go down the sports road too much.
Because no. I feel
like we've got some better things to discuss.
We do, but I do want to get your picks for the Super Bowl. So who do you think's going to win, and what do you think the score is going to be?
I think it's going to be the Rams by I'm going to call the Rams by 10. I think Matty Stafford's going to show up and have a big game. Yep.
You know, I'm big pause, right? Because I'm pondering. I want to say it would be something like that, but then I saw the Rams defense like just almost not show up until the end there. So my thought is we may see some overtime. I'm going to call the Rams by 2.
By a safety. Okay. I'll take it.
Well, no, like, you know, the back and forth and somebody misses a field goal and they kick that field goal to win at the end and win by 2. Sure. That's what I'm going to call.
Yeah. All right. I'm good. I'm good with that. I'm going to stick to my 10.
All right.
Ghost, we got a week and a half now, I guess, before the Super Bowl. So I'm excited.
We do.
Though. It's going to be
we
good.
Do.
Joe's going to be good. I mean,
hey, if any of our listeners are out in LA over the next week, if you see me around, say hi. I'm going to be taking the fam out to some festivities around the Super Bowl at some point.
Oh,
not
are you?
Sure which. We'll see. But I mean, you're in LA. Super Bowl's in LA. The Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
You need all to snag me a Stafford shirt, man. I can't get them out here.
I know, dude.
Sold out everywhere.
Sheesh. I can imagine.
Yeah, man.
That's my trouble. I want a Stafford jersey. I want a Cooper Kupp jersey.
Yep.
But I also want an Aaron Donald's. Is it Donald Donaldson?
Donald.
Donald. Yeah. I want number 99. I want that jersey too. Give me all three of those, but that's a pretty penny. So, but I digress.
That's a grand easy, especially and, at the Super Bowl. Shit.
Yeah.
That outrageous prices.
You know, it's a cost of the experience, man. It's all about the experience.
I guess so. That's what they say.
Speaking of experience, I think it's time we get into this main event. Talk about the Joe Rogan experience.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's been a real interesting thing with, who was it? Neil Young and,
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell, yeah, leaving Spotify, which obviously we are on YouTube, but we're on the Spotify platform as well. My opinion is probably not going to be a fan favorite. I don't think that he deserves as much shit as he's taking.
Well, let's get into this a little bit, because some of our viewers may be living under a rock and may not know what's going on and may be like, Neil who and Joe what? And, you know, they may not know. So let's give them some background on what's going on. So to start this off, those of you who know Joe Rogan, he's controversial, right? Like, he's controversial. Is he? I think it has more to do with his past and what happened on was it X Factor or whatever shows he was on.
No, that was fucking years ago, man.
Yeah, but he always has that. That's carried on with him, right? And and so, you know, Joe has had some guests on his show, that may give controversial opinions on the virus and pandemic and stuff that were going on. You know, we're dealing with it right now. And Neil Young was upset with Spotify for not banning him and kicking him off and said he's spreading misinformation. Mm-hmm. And then Joni Mitchell followed suit. So there's been some back and forth media coverage and all this stuff about, you know, things that have happened there. So that's kind of the history. Spotify has always said, hey, we don't want to censor our artists. They don't censor music. They don't censor podcasts. They just don't censor artists. Now, they did come back and say that they would put like some type of warning on there.
Yeah, there'll be
a disclaimer. Like a disclaimer, but they're not about censoring their artists.
Right.
So that kind of gives you the background of where all this started. So, all right, now continue on with where you're going. Now we filled the listeners.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, he, in my opinion, is probably one of the best podcasters out there. Like, him and Dax Shepard to me are like the epitome of podcasting.
They're almost like,
and Tell Him Steve Dave, because I love fucking Tell Him Steve Dave with the comic book guys and Brian Quinn.
But you could put them up there as like, I mean, basically they're like the Howard Stern of podcasting. You know what Howard Stern did for radio, those guys have done for podcasting, right?
Oh, they're pioneers. Yeah, 100%. I that's what I think. Again, not the opinion of Spotify or anyone else. This is Nick's opinion. I don't necessarily agree with the heat that he's taking for it. I mean, some of it can be controversial, but they're opinions. He's got medical professionals on there that have their opinion. He has his opinion. I have my own opinion. You have your opinion. The listeners have their own opinion. Like, but the problem is, man, today, if your opinion doesn't follow the fucking mainstream, you're fucking wrong and you should be banned from fucking everything. That's where we're at right now. And that's what's scary. Because you can't have your own opinion. If it doesn't agree with Democrat or Republican or whatever fucking, you know, whatever group, you know, you're involved in, like, it's wrong and you're the fucking devil. And I don't think, you know, with them pulling their music from Spotify, that's their choice. I mean, I'm still going to listen to Spotify. Hell, listen to Joe Rogan today. You know, I mean, I think he's getting some unnecessary heat. you know, and he's got his opinions too, right? Like I don't agree with a lot of his, you know, he loves DeSantis. I think DeSantis is a fucking stooge, you know, just to give you an idea. Like, I don't agree with everything that he says with his opinions, but they're his opinions. They're his thoughts. Yeah. That's what this whole thing is about, right? Like, in my opinion, podcasting, what we do, we give our thoughts. We give our opinions. If you don't agree with, that's totally cool. I'm fine with it.
Don't listen.
Yeah, then just don't listen. And that's fine too. But, you know, or even better, interact.
Yeah.
And let's have a conversation about it. But there's no conversation. It's automatic that he is a piece of shit. He's wrong. Whatever's been in the past, blah, blah, blah. I've got my past too, man, which will never get out on this show, but I'm sure you can find it somewhere on the internet.
So let's break this down.
All right.
First thing is he's been accused of misinformation, right? Now,
right.
I am not a Joe Rogan fan. Like, I don't listen to him that often. But when I heard this and we decided this is going to be a topic, what I did was I started listening and researching and doing my own due diligence.
Sure.
I am my own fact checker. I do not listen to what other people say. I do my own research because I don't trust people. In all honesty, I just don't, because...
And you've always been that way, right? Like, you've always done your own research.
I want the proof. I want the facts. I want to dig and dig and dig.
Yep.
And sometimes I don't find the right things every now and then. When that happens, like, I'll be the first one to say, yep, I messed up, like, got it wrong, that's okay, and I'll own up to it.
Yep.
And I like to find my own facts. So, Joe Rogan, it's funny because they say he's spreading misinformation, but he's never said that, this is wrong or that's wrong. He's given his opinion on how he feels, and he'll say, I feel like, or my opinion is, or I don't feel like this is, but he's telling you right there that that's his opinions, his thoughts, and his feels.
Yeah.
But he's not really spreading information. He's had two people, and it's two podcasts in general that they're talking about.
Yeah.
And the two podcasts, one of them is a leading heart doctor who's been published and had articles published more than any other doctor in history.
Sure.
So he's an expert in the field. Sure. Who came out and talked about side effects from, you know, getting the
whatever it is,
the stuff. Yeah. And what it can cause in the future. Now, that's a doctor. He had someone on his show to have a conversation. They talked about it.
Yep.
The other guy that they're talking about is one that is, he owns 9 patents. 9 for mRNA vaccines.
Right.
So this guy is an expert in the vaccination technology. He created it, basically. He owns the patents for it. So he knows how these vaccines work, right?
Sure.
Okay. So he came out and gave his concerns. So these are leading experts in the field that have given their concerns.
Yep.
And they're saying it's misinformation. Now, Joe Rogan, being the guy he is, and if you know anything about him, and this is one thing that I did not know, but I learned, when he's wrong, he does own up to it, and he will say it, and he'll put videos, and he'll say it on his podcast, say, I'm wrong, I screwed up, I made a mistake, or, you know, and he'll own up to it.
Sure.
Which I find refreshing and authentic. The other thing is he just has people on to have a conversation. Now, if you don't do podcasts, then maybe you don't understand this. But anybody that does a podcast, you don't have a script. You don't have it pre-written. We don't pre-write anything.
No.
We find topics. We do research. We have a conversation. We see where it goes.
Yeah.
That's how podcast works.
Yep.
None of it's scripted. You get into conversations that may or may not be fact-checked. And you just kind of roll with it, because that's what podcasts are. That's what it is. Otherwise, if it's scripted, it's a lecture or a TED Talk. If you want a TED Talk, go watch a TED Talk. If you want to hear authentic podcasts, listen to authentic podcasts. But that's kind of the difference, right?
Right.
And so he's had these two guests on, which were experts in their fields. They have a difference in opinion than maybe some people in our government, and it rubbed people the wrong way because it wasn't in line with their viewpoint, their ideology, and their thinking.
My point exactly.
And so me being the skeptic researched, and I was like, oh, okay, valid points. I don't see anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And I think here's what irritates me even more. Mr. Rockin' in the Free World. Mr. Don't put explicit labels on my music. Don't censor me. Don't take away my freedom of speech is now saying take someone else's freedom of speech away.
Yeah.
Howard Stern came out recently, said in my America, you either vaccinated or like you don't get any Medicare. To me, Mr. You can't censor me. Like, don't take away my freedom of speech. Like, why are these people that have always fought for freedom of speech having this all of a sudden turn?
Yeah.
Just because it's not their opinion. Like,
it's interesting. I mean, it's a double fucking standard, man.
It is. It is. Yeah. And from the people you would least expect.
Yeah.
The people you would like, Neil Young, I least expect. Mm. Now, I have my own theories on how some of this transpired, which we'll get into later. But like, are we really there? Because
we're there.
And just my opinion, but this is not a one size fits all solution. And it'll never be.
Right.
And it's because there are health risks that the CDC has recently come out and said.
Yep.
That they've put warning labels on Pfizer and Moderna that just came out today saying that they can cause heart issues. Oh, and so
really? I missed that part.
They have. And the CDC even said that if you have four comorbidities, there's an overwhelming majority of people that are dying because they have four comorbidities. So that tells you that there are certain people that probably should make their own decision about their health, about their lifestyle, and how it impact them, whether they be around for their children, their grandchildren, whether it affects their livelihood. Like, this is something that people need to make their own decision. You can't force everybody to do something that can harm and affect them, affect their livelihood, affect their health, or even possibly, you know, and I get it. Not everybody's dying because they get it, right? I'm not saying that. And I don't want that to be misconstrued, right? But
right,
I
right.
do believe that this is one of those things where people do have underlying health issues. Mm-hmm. There are some people that cannot get this. If they do, the implications are death.
Yeah.
And it's because of their health. And so to say, oh, it's one size fits all, we want you to get it, or, you know, you're dead to us, I think is extreme.
Yeah.
I think people need to make their own decisions. I think they need to do their own research. I think they need to do their own fact checking. I think they need to listen to what's out there, but then also read the data and then decide for them and their family what is best.
Yeah. Well, isn't the beauty of living in the United States a free country?
Cheers to that.
A free country. Cheers to that. Right. Like, isn't that the beauty of living in the United States? I mean, it's a free country, man. We're all allowed to have opinions, right? I mean, I've said it a million times in this podcast. My opinions are very black and white. There's very little gray area for me. Little gray area. My wife will tell you 100 fucking times over that I am a very black and white person. But I respect, other people's opinions.
Yeah.
You know, if yours isn't the same as mine, that's totally fine. You know, I've had several conversations as of late with folks that I know here, you know, I'm triple vaccinated. Did I want to get it? Not so much. But it was something that the family, the four of us, discussed.
And y'all made an educated decision based on what you felt was right for you and your family.
Correct. Correct. Yep. If people decide it's not right for them, it's not right for them. It's fine. But that's where we're at, man, is that one side versus one side. In fact, yep. I was watching Joe Rogan's podcast today with Snoop Dogg, right? And they were talking about back in the day when it was, you know, East Coast versus West Coast rappers.
That's what it feels like right now, actually, doesn't it?
You know, and how the East Coast and West Coast rappers came together, and, you know, there's no more bloodshed. There's no, you know, but now we're seeing it. It's red and blue.
Yep.
Red and blue. That's it. It's just fucking red and blue. And I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. I'm not red or blue.
I'm not either. I'm an independent.
Yeah.
I vote for who I feel will do the best job.
Right.
And if somebody doesn't fit my moral values or my ideology, then I break it down as simple as, what do I want for me and my family, and who will be able to provide that, or who do I trust to provide that?
Yeah.
And that's how I vote. Yep. Because being loyal to a party, to me, and there's people that are, and that's fine if you are, but for me, well, what if my party puts up a candidate that I don't agree with?
Right.
And, you know, we can bring up Trump. Like, when you're loyal to, like, the Republican Party, then you have to vote for Trump whether you like him or not. Now, is that the kind of world you want to live in, especially from the other side? Like, you got Democrats are like, oh, you got to do this or else. And it's like, well, but you're doing kind of the same thing that was happening on the other side that you complained about.
Yep.
And so I think that's where I'm struggling with all this. It's like, A, it's not that black and white. And what we're finding out now, especially the last 30 days and the information that's coming out and what we're getting now, it tells you that everybody needs to make their own decision about it. But for us to punish and start censoring free speech.
Yep.
I'll give you some countries like that. Russia, Cuba, China. I mean, do we really want to be like those countries? Because that's where we're headed if we keep this up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. You know, I think there's a lot of good people, man. There's a lot of good people in this country, in this world.
And I mean,
for someone to get in a disagreement over some stupid shit like a president, you know, no matter what party it is, that, let's be honest, man, politicians don't give a shit about any of us. They don't give a shit. They haven't for like the entire span of time, in my opinion, right? It's all about lining that fucking pocket, man. Who can I get in my pocket now? Who can I shed the most money to? Like,
what deal can I make to get my agenda through?
Right. Right.
You know, to be honest, I almost think that there should be put in law that basically says no senator or house member could ever be president. It has to be a governor of a state somewhere because you've got experience running a state. No senators ever ran a country. They just passed bills or some other thing, because I feel like all the senators and house members, all of them in there, they have their own agendas. They have their own things that they want to do, and they don't really care about their constituents. They don't really care about their people. They don't care about what they're going through or their hardships.
That's every politician, man.
It is.
There's very few, and I mean very few, that have gotten into it to like legitimately try to help the motherfucking people out.
Yeah,
there's very few.
That's right.
And, you know, I honestly believe that we will not see in our lifetime, in yours, in my lifetime, somebody that will go out there and really give a shit and try to, you know, try to help the American people. I just don't, you know, I don't
hold out hope. I think we will, but I'm also an optimist and I hold out hope for things like that. You know,
I hope, but dude, there's just, I don't see a whole lot of hope right now. You know, I think this platform that we have, you know, that the movie stars and the, you know, Joe Rogan has it and Dax Shepard and, you know, whoever, whatever other fucking, you know, rich movie star folk has a podcast, you know, like we've got a platform to, again, give our opinion.
That's right.
Don't agree with it. That's okay. It's okay. I don't hate you. I don't hate you for it, but don't hate me for mine.
You know who silenced opinions? Hitler. I'm just saying it happened. But I mean, it happened.
You're not wrong.
It happened.
Yeah.
That party came in. They were upset because the economy and all this other stuff, right? Yep. In Germany during the time. And then they blamed it on the Jewish people. And the Holocaust happened. And that was a terrible thing that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, but
it's fucking, it's devastating.
Anybody talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to live in a world like that. We want our free speech. We want difference in opinions. That's how we come up with great compromises that help everyone as a whole, right? Like you find the middle ground.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. You actually said it quite perfectly.
I think what's also interesting is Joe Rogan released a video. I don't know if it's today or recently. I watched it today. So
that was 2 days ago.
Was it 2 days ago? Okay. And he basically was like, I don't hate Neil Young. I don't hate Joni Mitchell. I love their songs. I love their music. I'm sorry I offended them, but this is who I am. This is how this works. And I thought, you know, that's pretty stand up. Somebody attacked you. Somebody wants you canceled. Somebody wants you to lose your livelihood, basically is what they're wanting. That's his livelihood. He makes money off his podcast. So you're wanting to take that away from him. Yep. And what does he say in return? I don't hate you. Sorry I offended you. Like, I still love your music. To me, that's class.
Well, and you can play devil's advocate, right?
Yeah. Like,
you know, did somebody tell him? Did Spotify tell him?
That could be too. He could be just reading off a script
and say something. Right. I mean, who knows? Who knows? I don't know. I want to see, and more or less meant for our kids. Like, you guys, we got to think about the kids, man. I mean, we've got both, you and I have young people. I know a majority of our listeners are between 32 and 46, I think. Like, more than likely have kids. Like, we got to think about this for our kids. We've got to show them that we can all come together, and it's just not happening. It's this, you know, you're knocking heads at every turn. And it's really, I mean, you know, I stopped watching the news years ago. The only reason I found out about Joe Rogan was because, well, Spotify put up that disclaimer, and obviously we're on the Spotify platform.
I found out on TikTok.
Well, there you go.
But I'm the same way. I watch independent news. I don't watch mainstream media anymore. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch MSNBC. And the reason I don't is because they don't fact check their stuff anymore. A lot of the stuff they spew out there is wrong. And you can look all of them up. You look all of them up. They're all wrong. And they're giving you whatever media is going to fuel you to tune in and keep watching.
But again, devil's advocate, right? You just said you watch the independent news. What makes you think that they're more right than Fox News or CNN or CNBC?
They at least post the links of where they're getting their information, and you can go and look it up and find the information. You'll find whether they're true or not. And you got some out there that aren't, and those I just pushed aside and move on. But then there are a few where when I go and look and you do your own fact-checking, you do your own research, you'll see, oh, they're actually right about this.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, the more independent news artists, 90% of the time are accurate versus CNN, Fox News, NBC. Their accuracy rates are like 10% or less of all the stuff they're putting out. It is horrible.
Yeah. And I mean, I think you have to look too at like the corporate aspect of it too, right?
Yeah.
You know, we both work for corporations. I mean, you know,
what's going to sell viewers?
Somebody is putting something in somebody's ear saying we need this headline because this is where we're going to get the most viewers.
I am so glad you brought that up.
Perfect. Because
here's where I want to go with this.
Okay.
So did you know that Neil Young last year sold 50% of his catalog?
No.
Do you know who one of the owners of that catalog is?
I do not.
A former executive to Pfizer.
No shit.
Look it up. You can find that. Just do your research. I found one article on MSNBC. I found a few articles on some independent sites. Look it up. Do your fact checking. He sold his record. So it's kind of funny that someone that owns stock in one of those companies that he had doctors on that said a bad thing about, who owns music to an artist that now has a complaint. Like, you connect the dots, it's like, that's too much of a coincidence.
Look, the media is controlled. I don't know by who. I have my guesses that
it's whoever's going to make money off of it.
Yes.
You cause their stock to tank, they'll come after you.
Right. Right. And I think, you know, that's the problem.
Instead of fixing the housing crisis that we're all suffering with rent going up and nobody able to buy houses right now because all the rich assholes are buying up the houses to rent out for extremely astronomical prices that no one can afford.
Yeah.
No, you're going to like start going after people for difference of opinions on other things.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's, it, you know, it's funny. Cause I mean, what Rogan had a $100 million deal with Spotify, I think he signed, you know, the dude's swimming in money, which more power to him, man. He's worked his fucking ass off, you know, but they, again, they're still, you know, going after him to try to, chop that sum down. But I think, you know, in the end of it, the sad part is I think it comes down to the money aspect.
It does.
Right. I mean, we're both middle class, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
middle to lower class now, when you look at inflation. Now,
yeah. I was going to say, yeah, probably now middle to lower.
I mean, unless you're making $300,000, I don't know if you can consider middle class right now. Inflation, gas prices are up.
Yeah. Groceries are up. Everything, man. Everything. But it's just, you know, I don't know. And we've said it on this podcast a million times, like, just you gotta open your mind a little bit. And that's including me. I admit it. I was very closed minded, right? I was very one directional. Like I said, very black and white, no middle ground. I'm starting now to see that there is a middle ground, right? There is some gray in between that black and white. So, you know, believe me, if I can fucking do it, you can do it, because, man, what you see here is not what it used to be. And Finny can tell you, he's known me for fucking 23 years or whatever the fuck it's been.
I mean, but I love having conversations with people. Like, please change my mind. Let's have an open, honest conversation. Don't dictate to me. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Like, let's don't sit there and yell at me, but let's have a debate. Let's have an open conversation. Let's bring facts back and forth. Let's have a conversation. That's what our society was built on. That's what our democracy was built on. That's what all of it. I think it's funny. Like, this is a big deal. However, what's going on with China and the Olympics right now is not, which they are forcing all the athletes to download an app that tracks their every movement on their phone. Why isn't that a big deal? Instead, we're talking about Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan's all over the media, but nobody wants to talk about China forcing the athletes to track. I mean, you download that app, how much data is China stealing from you? But that's not an issue. No, that's not an issue. What's an issue is Joe Rogan.
Yeah, the data portion is a whole different avenue to go down.
It is.
I mean, that is internet security. That is, I mean, that's a whole other ball game that I am not
search history, anything you've ever done on your phone. Like, the government's even come out and said, hey, you should be using a burner phone if you're traveling over to the Olympics. Like, really? So that's not an issue. Okay. Joe Rogan's the issue. Got it. That's right.
Yeah, it's like I said, man, it's a double standard, and it kills me. It absolutely kills me, man. It feels like, I mean, I'm in my 40s. It feels like when we were, you know, 16, 17, 18, 20, whatever, you know, things were simpler. Like, there was, but okay. So I'm going to totally fuck this up, but like, back then, we didn't have Facebook, and we didn't have Instagram, and we didn't have YouTube, and we didn't have all this shit, that, which I'm grateful for YouTube because we're on it. But like, we didn't have all this shit to spread the negativity. We had 5 fucking channels on a TV with bunny ears. Look it up, kids. Look it up. It was a fucking mess.
You know,
it was a simpler. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it was simpler or not. I don't think. Well, it wasn't simpler, but
it took effort for that stuff, right? Like, to make a video game took effort. To make an album for music took effort. To make a TV show took effort. Now, technology is so easily accessible that we're getting low quality stuff, right?
Yep.
Everyone has a podcast. Everyone has, you know, a YouTube channel. You got people watch people talking while they're at a casino and coins are dropping. Like, how's that entertainment? The music today is horrible. It's garbage. It's just garbage.
Agreed. Like,
the last great era of music was late 90s, early 2000s. And in the early 2000s is when you started having this flood of people where bands would form across distances and make music in weeks that they're sending out. You know, what makes good music is the struggle, the pain, you know, being poor when you're doing your first album and having to write songs on the tour bus and coming up with that angry music or that soulful music or, you know, your trials and your tribulations and your experience. That's what made good music, the stories you would hear along the way. And
now it's all about what's fucking trending.
Yeah.
What's trending? What's the hottest thing right now?
Half the artists out there for today's time don't even really sing in concert. It's all like dubbed over and they're lip syncing.
Yep.
The people that like write the songs is all polished. They're not really great at like playing the songs live and it's just dubbed over. Like that happens with a lot of pop artists. Like, look it up. You will find several, and even the metal world. You've had a few, like El Nino got in trouble years ago, which is a metal band, for not actually, they had their music playing through the speakers versus them playing live. They were unplugged. Yeah. And that was a whole thing. Like, you know, like.
Yeah. I know, man. It's just a different time. It's a different time. And if we don't, we as a collective country don't decide to change it, then good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck. I'm going to stay up here in the fucking mountains. That's where I'm going to stay. Good luck. Good luck to the rest of you.
I'm going to stay on the West Coast where I can either hop in a boat or drive up to the mountains and or go to the desert. I got places I can go the other way.
You got the best of both worlds, brother. But anyways, I thought that was a topic I wanted to hit on because I'm, you know, frustrated with it. And,
you know, I am too, because, you know,
everybody's got their opinions. I respect yours, but respect mine too.
Well,
if you don't, that's fine.
I got one more thing to add. I do have one more thing to add.
Sure.
You have all this stuff about Joe Rogan, right? And they're wanting him like off of Spotify.
Right.
What about Whoopi Goldberg? And what she said about the Jews and the Holocaust and compared them to white people.
Yeah.
Jewish people aren't white. Like, they're light skinned. Yes, I'll give you that. And some of them may be white, but a lot of your Jewish people, they're from the Middle East. Their country is in the Middle East. And all the disrespect that happened with her comments, they suspended her for her to reflect. And she still made comments and said, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I like, and she's still putting out her views.
Yeah.
What's great about that is she has freedom of speech. She has the right to have those opinions.
Right.
And as much as I don't agree with them, and as much as like I would probably say the Jewish community is probably upset about this. Oh, yeah. And with every right. But in this country, we have freedom of speech. So she's suspended for 2 weeks from The View because of that. But they want Joe Rogan off the air. You know what?
Yep.
If you really want to look at it, A, Joe Rogan didn't sit there and spew misinformation. He had people on his show. He controls the show, so okay, you make him responsible, but then shouldn't the punishment fit the crime for both? But instead, we have this double standard where, like, it depends on which side, whether you're red or blue, as to where things lie. When in reality, stuff like this is freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Have we gone that far to where we no longer have freedom of speech, to where people are punished? Because I disagree with her comments, but if we have freedom of speech and we're going to treat everybody equally and we're going to have equal equity and race like we want as a country, we want to be united. Neither of them be in the news. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's freedom of speech. It's our constitutional right.
It is. I mean, it is freedom of speech. I'll give you that. But her comments were just fucking outlandish.
They were
fucking, like I said, outlandish.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
I mean, this is a mass, dare I say, a mass murder of,
I mean, it was millions
upon thousands upon thousands, millions of people.
They did a study, and 60% of the, was it younger generations? So not Gen X, but we're looking at millennials or Gen Z.
Okay.
So off this research basically said that 60% of those people do not believe the Holocaust ever existed. One of the most terrifying, tragic, racist things in our human history, genocidal things, where this whole entire group of people were almost eradicated off the earth because of the German agenda. And you want to say, oh, well, say, that was just...
Let's say the Hitler agenda. Let's not say the German agenda. Let's say,
well, yeah, the Hitler agenda. Yeah, yeah, because it was his and the SS and all those people in charge. So, yeah.
Let's keep it at that.
Yeah, no, you're right, and I'm wrong. It's not necessarily the German people, but like it was Hitler's agenda. You're right, but it was horrifying.
Yeah,
and that's a scary thought that people are like, well, did it really happen? They're debating it. Like,
bro, we watched Schindler's List in school when I was a kid. We watched Schindler's List in school.
They don't keep those sites around for fun and for shits and giggles. No. Like those are around for us to remember history and where we were at, how we got there, and how we don't get there again.
Yeah, it's a part of history, and that's the scary part, is that things are getting left out of school curriculums, books are getting banned, all this shit that have...
Comedians can't say a joke anymore?
Right, and you... We learned about all this.
Mm-hmm.
It's history. Why would we not teach our children history? I want my child to interact with black, white, Asian, green, yellow, purple. I don't give a fuck what
color. Same here.
I don't give a shit. I've got friends of all fucking races all over the country.
All sorts of religions, creed, viewpoints. I've got Democrat friends. I got Republican friends. I've got.
Yeah. And we're starting to get to a point where it's one or the other.
Yeah. I got friends that are pro Trump and friends that are pro Biden.
Yeah, I do too.
You know what? That's their viewpoint.
Yeah.
Are you a good person? Do you and I get along? Do we have common interests? Do we have fun?
Yeah.
I want to be your friend because of those things.
Yep. Yep. Don't give a shit about your political party or your race. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. And that's the way I was raised.
Yep.
That's the way I was raised. And that's the way I plan on raising my kids. Now, do other people plan on raising their kids that way? I don't know. We'll have to see. But that's the way my kid's going to get raised, you know, and hopefully he comes out a better man for it. You know,
I teach my kids, because most people don't know, but one of my oldest son, I don't know if you'd call it reverse racism or what, but he was picked on.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because in the school that he was in, it was predominantly another race than his. And he was kind of like the only one of his race in the school. And not the only one, but there's very few. And he got picked on and beat up, black eye, knots in his head in kindergarten. Kindergarten.
Yeah.
And I decided then, I was going to raise him that you do not judge people by the color of their skin. You don't judge them by their religious beliefs. You judge them by the hearts. Are they a good person? Do they treat others nicely?
Yep.
And then you stand up for others. You stand up for others that can't stand up for themselves. Yep. You be friends with people that have good hearts. And if they don't believe in your same religious beliefs, in our religion, you be a witness. You witness by loving and caring and accepting them and who they are. You don't have to believe that what they do is right, but you don't have to get in an argument about it.
Right,
and you can
right.
still be friends with them. You can still have fun with them. You can be a witness to them.
Yeah, you can believe whatever the fuck you want. I mean, I'm not a super religious guy. Never have been. The Baptist church fucked me up as a kid, man. Fucked me up, dude. Like I haven't been into religion since. You know, I don't, I've got my own beliefs that I won't share on here today, but you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is we, and I've said it 100 times, I feel like on this podcast alone, we as a human fucking race have to be better to each other. And if we're not, we're going to get destroyed. We're going to be
destroyed. We're going to destroy each other.
Yeah.
We're going to destroy each other.
Yep.
We're going to keep going with this back and forth. We're going to keep having riots. We're going to, and what will follow with that is it'll hurt economies. It'll hurt trade relations. It'll hurt perspective and viewpoints. Countries will perceive other countries as weak because of what's going on internally. You'll have civil wars break out. Like, you see it happen. You see it happen with Egypt a few years ago. You saw it happen, you know, in Russia with the fall of the Soviet Union and you know, how all that happened and unfolded. You yep. see it happen in all these other countries.
No, you don't expect it here.
You don't
expect it here.
And, you know,
and did they expect it there? You know, from what we catch in the news and through the media, you know, obviously we expected it, but like, did yep. those people, you know, so are we getting to that similar situation that maybe some of those folks were in where we didn't see it coming? You know, they didn't see it coming. They had no idea what, you know.
What happened to all these civilizations that you see these temples? Like, okay, they're clearing out the rainforest, right?
Yep.
And all of a sudden they've uncovered these temples for these people that used to be there. And they don't know what happened. Like, where did these people go? I'll tell you where they went. They started censoring and not getting along. And they either walked away or they imploded. And that country no longer exists. That society no longer exists anymore. It's gone.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And I just, you know, I don't want to see that happen here. And I don't
it's
think
it's already happening. You've got truckers lining up at borders because yeah. of mandates and things and supplies not getting where they need to be. Like, why are we forcing somebody who sits in a truck, interacts with no one, and drives the stuff that we need to survive across the country or multiple countries every day?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah. Why are you picking on that person?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know.
Lose some listeners tonight. I know this is not a popular topic, but at the same time, I think it needs to be said.
I don't think we're going to lose anyone, to be honest with you. You know, the point is, you know, I feel like you and I mean, we've known each other for a long time. We're very genuine people. Like, we pretty much were straight shooters.
We are.
And again, these are our opinions, guys and gals. These are our yes. opinions. This is how we feel. If you feel different, that's totally fine.
It is.
Totally fine. I don't hate you anymore. I want you to keep listening. You know, but if you don't, that's okay too. It just, I think you're right, Finny. I think it needed to be said. I was feeling very strongly about it.
I have been too, and I was looking for the right topic to have this conversation.
Yeah.
But you know,
because it's a tough one to have.
It is.
It's a tough one to have, especially now. If we'd have done this 10 years ago, it'd been fucking piece of cake. We could have spewed shit off like we did on our, well, let's not go there.
Yeah.
We won't do that. But you know, like, I mean, we could have probably said a lot more than what we did today, but I don't have any more to say. My opinion's out there, and you know, we gotta figure out how to right the ship, man.
You never know what someone's life experiences have taught them or made them who they are and why. And until you really understand how that person got to that viewpoint and have an open and honest conversation with no condemnation, no judgment, and no backlash, and really understand who they are as a person and really understand like how they got there.
Yep.
It's never going to change, and you're never going to fully understand why people have the opinions and things that they do.
Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing right now is we can't rely on the politicians. This has to be a collective effort amongst
the people. The politicians are flawed human beings that are driving this country into the ground. As a people have to make those decisions. Have to be the difference.
But yes, we have to be the difference. And we've got to start making the change. You know, if you haven't already, you know, try to start. I've said it again. on other podcasts. Go to your neighbor's house, knock on the door, cheers a fucking beer. You know, invite them over your next fire pit. I got all my fucking neighbors over my fire pit, man. I know everybody in this motherfucking neighborhood. Like, it just, it's... Dude,
a new guy moved into our apartment complex, and him and his uncle were trying to move their bed, and they're having a hard time with our... We have a parking deck underneath the apartments, and they can't get the van they rented with a mattress. And you know what I did? I don't know this guy. I don't know his religious beliefs or his values. I don't know if he's vaccinated or not. But you know what I did? Today, you need some help? Let me help you. Went to park my car, got out of my car, and I helped them out. Helped them get where they needed to be. I felt good about it.
Yeah, and you should. And you fucking should, man. And you should. It's little things like that that are going to go a long fucking way, man. You know? And even, you know what? If you want to do this, if you want to think of it like customer service, how about we do that? You know?
You know? All
my retail folk out there.
And not the Comcast kind of customer service,
no.
Which is horrible.
Right.
And they never like fix the problem. They add more problems to it.
You're taking this on a negative track here. I'm trying to go positive.
I'm talking about like the Disney Apple customer service.
Yeah.
That kind of customer service.
Right. What he said, you know, just, you know, we gotta start coming together, folks. And it can be done. It can be done. So,
you know,
trust me, if I can do it, if I can go from black and white to see starting to see that gray in the middle, you guys can too. And I think as a collective human race, I think that's what needs to happen. And you know, we'll be better off for it. You don't have to be rich. We're not rich. Never going to be. You know, and that's fine.
I'm not saying that. Eventually, one day, I hope to be rich.
Oh well, I don't really give a shit. I just want to enjoy what I'm doing, man.
Well, that too, but I want to make some good money while I'm doing it. So
yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it would be nice, but you know, there's a lot of us out there that don't, and that doesn't mean you can't be nice to them. It just doesn't. I mean, you know, I can't tell you how many beers I've shelled out. Or back in the day when I smoked cigarettes, packs of cigarettes I shelled out, like, you know, a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there, a couple, you know, because it's like that, what's that fucking movie? Pay It Forward.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
you know, you do something nice for somebody, something's going to come your way. You know, whether it's karma, whether you believe in karma or God or whatever it is that you fucking believe in. You know, it's bound to come back to you at some point. You may not expect it, but it's bound to come back. So I urge everyone to, you know, just, you know, reach out to the neighbor, reach out to the, you know, I don't know, your kids' school parents and say hello. I don't fucking know, man. I don't know.
I think that's a good ending though.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
That's what we should do. You know, it's been a fun topic, a fun conversation, but
yes, I enjoyed it.
It's time for it to end. And I think on that note, I think, you know, go out there, do one nice thing for someone, find the silver lining in bad experiences and find a way to enjoy life and just not feed into the negativity. And if you could do those three things, you'll have an enjoyable life, I think.
Yeah. Don't feed into the negativity.
Yep. And go help out people. Buy somebody a meal that you see struggling. You know, fill up somebody's gas.
Cut out social media. If you got to cut out watching the news like I did, cut out watching the news. Do whatever it takes to get your mind right.
Do your own research.
Yeah.
Find your own facts. Like, find what's really true and don't buy into everything everybody says because.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing is we have freedom of speech, which is amazing. But at the same time, we have freedom of speech, which anybody can say what they want to. I could say the sky is purple.
That's true.
You know?
True.
So yeah. Do your own research. Make your own decisions. Make smart decisions, good decisions for you and your family, no matter what it is.
Yep.
And feel good about what decisions you're making. Don't just follow people like blind sheep.
Yeah. And, you know, if you like this podcast, please share it. I think this is probably one of our best ones yet, in my opinion. But you can find us on TikTok. Misguided Shenanigans, MSGD Shenanigans. Email us at misguidedshenanigans@outlook.com. We'd love to hear your opinions.
We're on Instagram, Facebook. We've got two TikTok accounts because I guess it's the thing you do in case one gets shut down.
Barely. But yeah, you know what? If you want to be a guest on the show, shoot us an email. We'll figure out a time, you know, between East Coast and West Coast and whatever coast you're on. It'd be a good time. So thank you guys for listening.
As be always.
Fucking neighbors.
And we'll catch you. Get into some positive shenanigans tonight.
Exactly. Exactly. Cheers. Later on.